With all these sunny skies, it'll be nice to talk a little bit about sunshine here with Dr. Kelly Milcarrick from our hometown chiropractic center, 1338 North 4th Street here in Tomahawk. Good morning, Dr. Kelly.
Good morning.
We'll get to the sunshine talk, but I know there's something you want to talk about a little bit first that kind of has to do with sunshine.
Yeah, I'm talking about the sunshine that we can shine in our own lives and on other people. This morning I was trying to think about what I would talk about on the radio, and I had a conversation with a patient this morning about things that we can do to help ourselves. So we know that physical, chemical, and emotional stress all lead to subluxations, which is what chiropractors adjust. And we were talking about things we can do to help eliminate those. So obviously working on posture helps eliminate some of the physical stress, you know, wearing good shoes, things like that are supportive there help with physical stress, chemical stress, you know, eating cleaner, making sure you're drinking enough water, making sure your body's supported with supplements. So we can think of chemical stress, but emotional stress tends to be something that a lot of people struggle with. I know I struggle with it at times. I'm sure you do too, Jeff. And so we're talking about things we can do to help ourselves with emotional stress, because in reality, it's going to be pretty hard to completely eliminate it. You know, most of us work, we have family, we have relationships with people, and that brings emotional stress to our lives. And I was discussing with her how they're doing a lot of research on gratitude and heart rate variability, which is something I've talked about on here. So I thought it would be a good reminder for everybody. But writing down three things you're grateful for, not just thinking about it, not telling someone else about it, but the actual act of thinking of three things you're grateful for, and your hand with a pen writing to paper the three things that you're grateful for each day, has been shown to help increase the variability in your heart rate, which has been shown to be one of the things that you can look at to see how long you'll live for and how well your health is doing, because it shows how resilient your body is to stress. So although we can't always eliminate the emotional stresses in our life as they occur kind of out of our control at times, we can make our body more resilient to stress. And so I thought it would be a good reminder to people that, you know, just taking time every day just to be grateful for the things we have, even if we don't have a lot, just to be grateful for the things we do have, can really like change your overall health in many different ways.
I'm curious, Dr. Kelly, have you ever heard of MBSR, mindfulness-based stress relief?
I have heard of it. I'm not like super well-versed, but I've heard of it.
My therapist introduced me to this. I would encourage everybody just to Google, if you go to YouTube, it's even better if you go to YouTube and do a MBSR, you'll get all kinds of stuff about being mindful and how to be more mindful, because we find ourselves worrying about so many things that may happen that probably won't. But it brings us down, and it causes all kind of a stress, and that causes all the stuff that you're always talking about. And I'm finding that since I've been practicing being more mindful, things are getting better all the way around.
Right. And I think a lot of people just think of your mental health, but your physical health can get better too.
Yes.
Because that emotional stress really affects our nervous system. And when our nervous system is affected, things can't work the way they're supposed to. We know our brain can't talk to our body and perform the way it's supposed to. I mean, I deal with a lot of people who come in with physical pain, and sometimes they're not able to recognize the mental stress that is causing their physical pain. And, you know, working through that and working on things like mindfulness and gratitude end up actually helping break through so that they can heal physically from some of the things they're dealing with, not knowing that that emotional component is part of their physical pain.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought up the gratitude part, because it goes hand in hand with being mindful, staying in the moment, worrying about right now, thinking about what you're doing right now, and not letting your mind go into places that get you into trouble. So, yeah, but the gratitude part also is a very important part of that, Dr. Kelly. Thank you for mentioning that, too.
Yeah, definitely. And I saw like today is World Compliment Day. That's a really great way to get out of your own head and your own stress and recognize some of the good in the people around you and helping spread kindness to other people. So I encourage everyone today to compliment at least one person in your life on, it doesn't even have, I think a lot of people think of physical compliments like, oh, I like your shoes, but like, hey, you're a really good friend and I appreciate that. You know I can always call you. Those kind of compliments mean, I think, even more than I like your shoes. And it's just a really great way to spread kindness, which, you know, tomorrow is Dr. Bobby's birthday, and I was thinking about her today, and that is something that she was always so amazing at, was spreading compliments and kindness to everyone around her. So I encourage everyone today to, and this weekend, throughout the whole weekend, to just spread that love and kindness that she was so great at spreading. And honestly, it helps you too. So why not do that? Plus, I wanted to mention, in 19 days, so on March 20th at 12:30, we will be doing our annual Sunshine on the Streets that we do every year at the beginning of spring to help spread positivity through the community. There's quite a few flyers around. You can always contact us for more information. I encourage everyone to do it, whether it's at your place of business or it's at your home. It's really simple. You just make a sign, or even we've had lots of people paint on windows if they're not able to actually be outside and spread that positivity with a sign. So painting on the window a positive quote, or on a sign with a positive quote, and just stand out and help spread that positivity through our community. And it is just a great annual event that we're happy we've been able to keep going and spread more and more every year. And so I wanted to make sure I mentioned it so people can put it on their calendar and plan for it.
We've spread out way beyond our allotted time this morning, Dr. Kelly. Got to let you go, but thanks for the information. And my compliment to you is I learn something new almost every time we talk.
Awesome. Well, you have a great weekend, Jeff.
You too. Thank you very much. Dr. Kelly Miller-Carrick from our Hometown Chiropractic Center, 1338 North 4th in Tomahawk, 453-5365. If you want to make an appointment, see him on Facebook and like him there too.